Hello, hello there. What a special joy to have you gathering in, and what a great group is coming in. Welcome to an old-fashioned home called Home Sweet Home. Welcome to an old-fashioned time of family devotions as we share with you an old-fashioned message, but a good message. In this time of family devotions that we have found that was prepared by Reverend Burt Jones before he went to be with the Lord. He entitled it An Old-Fashioned Meeting, and we have some wonderful songs and scripture prepared for you, and we hope that you'll just sit back and relax and sing along as we sing, hopefully, some of your favorite songs as we share together An Old-Fashioned Meeting, which is good for any time.
We are gathered for thy blessing. We will wait upon our God. We will trust in him who loved us and who
enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough. Good enough. It's good enough for me.
Well, that was a great old song. Give me that old-time religion. And what do you mean by the old-time religion before we sing that chorus again? What do you mean? Well, we mean that which is summarized in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that nobody needs to perish, but all could have everlasting life. That's what we mean by the old-time religion. A faith, a gospel that preaches the Word of God. Again, here the old-time religion is summarized in Romans chapter 5. And beginning with verse 6. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Yes, the old-time gospel preaches that sinners can be saved through the Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, and he lives this moment that all of us can live also.
And for me, the old-time religion is spoken in John 14, verse 6, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In this day in which we are living, there are many who do not believe in that type of old-time religion, because they don't believe that Jesus is the only way. Well, we hope that you can sing with us about that old-time religion, because it's the way of Jesus Christ.
And it's relative for this very hour.
It will take us home to heaven. It will take us home to heaven. It will take us home to heaven. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough. Good enough. It's good enough.
That piano sounded terrific, Bert.
And I liked your bass bow, as usual.
Oh, really? And that was right on the organ. Think of that.
Wonderful.
It did sort of give the feeling of camp meeting, the old-time religion. And here's a beautiful, beautiful song that talks about the old-time religion and has memories of the old-fashioned days.
Probably most friends visiting with us, at least we hope so, at some time have visited a Brush Arbor meeting or an old camp meeting.
Or a country church.
A country church. This song describes how friends would gather in and sing and pray. And best of all, men and women would find Jesus Christ as a personal Savior.
Yes.
Oh, how well I remember in the old-fashioned days,
when some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned ways. In the old-fashioned meetings, as they tarried there, in the old-fashioned manner, how God answered their prayer. 'Twas an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place, where some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray, and God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned. Singing, such singing of those old-fashioned airs. There was power, such power in those old-fashioned prayers. And old-fashioned conviction made the sinner pray. And the Lord heard and saved him in the old-fashioned way. 'Twas an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place, where some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray, and God heard me and saved me in the
to think of the old-fashioned meetings. And of course, as the song said, there was old-fashioned singing in those old-fashioned meetings. So let's go to a Jones Family service and sing along. As we enter the Clearfield Christian Missionary Alliance Church, the people are singing an old-fashioned song called "That Will Be Glory for Me." It's a beautiful church. Clearfield's a beautiful town. Great crowd was there. Thank you.
We've been enjoying, so far, an old-fashioned meeting together here in the living room at Home Sweet Home. And you know, an old-fashioned meeting always had to have an offering. And the way we take the offering is that you take time to write and let us know that these visits are a special blessing to you and that you want to do your part in keeping them going forth. You can do that by sending your gift. Gifts are tax deductible, and your check should be written to the legal name, A Visit with the Joneses Incorporated. There are many expenses involved in a ministry such as this, but it's so thrilling to realize the thousands of people that are being reached every week, and we know that you want to share with us. The address when you're writing is Post Office Box 575, Erie, Pennsylvania, and the zip code 16512. Well, let's enjoy some more good music. We've been enjoying an old-fashioned meeting, and you know there's fellowship, and in an old-fashioned meeting there's good singing, and there's giving, and there's loving and sharing, and then there's always old-fashioned preaching at an old-fashioned meeting.
And so I guess that's the time for me to say, our text is found in Luke chapter 19 and verse 7. This is the story of Zacchaeus coming to Jesus. He came out of curiosity, and Jesus called Zacchaeus, and then Zacchaeus made haste and came down out of that tree and heard Jesus say, "For today I must abide at thy house." And we read that he made haste, came down, and received Christ joyfully. Then verse 7 of this very interesting story says this, "And when they saw it," that is the crowd round about, "they all murmured, saying that Jesus was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner." Let me read it from the Amplified. "And when the people saw it, they all muttered among themselves and indignantly complained, 'He has gone in to be the guest of and to lodge with a man who is devoted to sin and preeminently a sinner.'"
Oh, that was quite an interesting translation. I can just picture it, the people off in the corner muttering, complaining.
It deserves some old-fashioned preaching, believe me. The Greek word used here is actually for muttering. So we could call them murmuring mutterers. It presents a totally different picture from outright arguers. It's a different picture from malicious gossipers. It's a different picture from general disagreeers. Instead, it gives us the picture of a general undertone of discontent, an undercurrent of opposition, an undertone of a constantly critical attitude,
I see it.
Or an undercurrent of complaining. And all too often, this is what we sense even in the church. Now, you see, undoubtedly, these were the church people. These who were gathered around and saw Jesus call Zacchaeus. Let me remind you, wherever Christ works, there are bound to be some mutterers or murmurers. That's right. "You have a good service," my dad used to say, "then watch for trouble. The old devil will be on his high horse."
Oh,
wherever somebody comes to Christ, there are bound to be murmurers. Undoubtedly, these were the church people, the scribes and the Pharisees. Undoubtedly, they had been having prayer meetings. They had brought Jesus to their community. But by their attitude, it was clear they did not really want sinners to meet the Savior. They really didn't want Jesus to do anything. This attitude indicates a certain jealousy among the people. "Oh, he visits the new sinner. He went to visit that man who came to the altar last Sunday night, and he's never been to visit me once in the 2 years he's been my pastor."
He went out golfing with a sinner. He went to dinner at a sinner's house.
How about that?
Certain jealousy there, you see. Mm-hmm. It also indicates on the part of the church a failure to trust the power of Christ to change a life. When they muttered and murmured, they really didn't believe that Jesus was able to change the life of Zacchaeus. And then it indicates a certain skeptical attitude toward the babe in Christ. Well, I know she came to the altar, but oh my, I saw her go somewhere this week that I just don't think a Christian would have gone. I saw him do something this week that I don't think a Christian would have done. In other words, I could coin a quotation, if you want old-fashioned preaching, that says, many prayers are ruined by murmuring prayers.
Oh, my.
Many prayers are ruined by murmuring prayers. Think of it.
Tragic.
How many prayers have been ruined in your church because there's been an undercurrent of muttering, murmuring going on? It has ruined churches. It has hurt homes. This habit of murmuring. Oh, he speaks so loud and clear, he ought to be quicker, quieter. Or the organ's too soft, ought to be louder. Or the organ's too loud, ought to be softer. Or the minister visits, well, if he does, he's always intruding at the wrong time. And if he doesn't visit, he doesn't care about his people. If he speaks cordially but professionally, he's cold. But if he's warm and friendly, if he gives a pat on the shoulder or a touch on the elbow, then he's just too familiar. If he changes the color of the bulletin ink from black to purple, well, we just don't do it that way. My friend, there is an encouraging note here for you who are pastors. Remember, they even murmured against Jesus. He didn't suit everybody. But there's no indication that Jesus paid any attention to the murmurers. He knew he was doing that which was right, and he went ahead to lead Zacchaeus in the true way and said, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. My friend, we need some heart searching, and that comes from old-fashioned preaching.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me, cleanse me from every sin, and set me free.
Father, use this exhortation from thy word. God forbid that we should be murmuring mutterers and hinder the cause of God. For Jesus' sake, amen.
As we have been enjoying this special time of family devotions entitled An Old-Fashioned Meeting, I think it would be so enjoyable to just have some old-fashioned songs. Bert, can you think of some that, maybe they used to sing in camp meeting?
Sure.
Well, let's sing some more.
Here's a great one. Such love.
Oh, yes.
God should love a sinner such as I.
Such love. Sing along if you know the words.
Thank you.
that was great. And
I remember people singing that at the old historic Bentleyville camp meeting.
And Hollow Rock camp meeting.
And Hollow Rock camp meeting. Oh, yes.
And Ben and Bert and Ruth, I think we should tell the friends that Singspiration was singing about such love, too. All right. Is there another one or another verse?
He brought me out of the miry clay.
Yes.
He set my feet on a rock to stay.
Great.
I remember hearing them sing that at old historic Panayo camp, and that's at Conneautville, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And I remember hearing them sing that at Sebring camp in Sebring, Ohio.
Right.
All right, here's another old favorite.
How about Cattaraugus camp up in New York State?
Oh,
that's
yes.
A great camp that we've heard, and the one at Pleasantville. Oh, my. What's another old-fashioned?
I remember the day we were at this special program at Cattaraugus Free Methodist Camp, and it rained and thundered on the old tin roof, and the PA system was ruined, and the electric organ wouldn't play, but we could still sing.
Sure. Well, let's
have
some
more singing.
Here it is.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me.
Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He.
We'd love to hear from you because we need to hear from you. That's the Joneses, Box 575, Erie, Pennsylvania, 16512.
Goodbye, and we hope you've enjoyed our old-fashioned meeting.